good layout. So that's really only concerns I have right now. So
okay.
I'll leave it to that.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I can answer your detention pond since I just went through that again in the training. It'll be a 1%, which is your 100-year. They don't like calling it the 100-year, but it's a 1%. And it'll hold that amount of flow off of this impervious surface and then slowly let it drain out. So it'll be engineered, an engineer. You know, I couldn't tell you how much it would have to be, but that's the flood event.
If I remember correct, the
northeast corner.
In
the very northeast corner.
Okay.
So it has to go with the slope. So when all of the impervious surface, the water flows off, it'll go to that detention basin.
Okay. Where's it going to go from there?
To the neighbor's property.
Road,
no. It's well, it's slowly leaks off. It's going to be drainage. Yep. But it'll be a drainage there. I can put the contours on.
Yeah.
So it'll have to follow the natural drainage, but it'll just release it as it would have been a normal rainfall.
So where does it drain to?
Wherever it drains to now. I mean, it'll be a 100-year
right
event.
Into my property.
Mm-hmm. It's a marsh down there now.
Yeah.
Excuse me, if you're signed up to speak, right, yeah, you can speak at your time, okay? It's not an open session.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes. You ready for me?
Bring it on up.
I'm Joe Poore. I live at 109 Kendall, which actually adjoins the property here. I think when we're talking about where it runs, that might be partly me. That's not even my major concern. My wife and I bought this property, our house, 8 years ago, and we didn't have our 40 years, but we've got that aid of being thrilled that I had woods on one side of me, behind me, a tree line between myself and my next-door neighbor, basically kind of some privacy. We've got a back deck that we both love to go out and sit on. We watch the deer. We watch the turkeys. It's kind of our safe haven. And this also was my worst fear. When this property went on sale, I didn't play the lottery, but I did inquire about a price because I thought, hey, it's 10 acres. Maybe I can afford that. Well, I couldn't. You know, I teach. I coach. I couldn't afford the property price. But, again, my worst fear was somebody would buy it, split it, and they'll put four homes there. And same way, when I saw this letter, I started just thinking about at the end of my home right now, I keep two kayaks outside. And I am starting to be concerned that I'm suddenly going to have to figure out where I lock those up to be sure that they don't get carried away, let alone washed away from any potential drainage. I'm concerned about the property value of my home because right now it's got some privacy to it. If this comes in, I think I will start to see some of that equity that I've built up through the years go away. I'm concerned about the safety. If you've ever traveled Bee Creek in the winter, people who don't know how to drive on slick roads probably don't need to be on them because it is one of the slickest roads around that we get. Last year, I think we spent close to an hour sitting on that road while deputies had to come out and stop traffic both ways to keep it moving. There are just a lot of issues for us homeowners there that says that while this may be great for some other people, it's probably not in our best interest, and so I chose to come tonight and speak and say I would appreciate you really thinking about if someone was proposing to build this in your backyard, what would your thoughts be? Okay? If someone bought that property and said, we want to stick this right next to you, is that what you would be looking at doing or not? And that would probably be my final question. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Hi, I'm Melody Sweer. I live at 197 Deerfield Lane. I am not a public speaker at all. We just purchased this home. It's our home. We don't want an apartment complex in our backyard. Concerned about our property value of a home that we just purchased. Also, the road that goes down to the pores. it's important that there is a privacy fence there and not an additional entrance made there, because traffic there would be terrible on the backside. Concerned about, like Andrea said, water pressure. We struggle with water pressure already. It's just not in the best interest of that neighborhood. It's a very quiet neighborhood. A lot of older generation people live there and have lived there forever. Andrea is in her parents' home that she grew up in. A lot of the people who live there have been there for years. So this is kind of a privacy thing, too, for all of us who have lived there. Again, I feel like I'm all over the place because I'm not a public speaker, but I just wanted to come and plead with you to please do what you can to stop this. We don't want it there. That's all.
All right. Thank you. Next.
How you two honorary guys do it. I'm Gail Layton. I live at 282 Wabash Lane off of Bee Creek. It doesn't quite adjoin me. I do have a auto repair shop up the street from it. I'm like everybody else right now. How much more traffic can the road handle? I'm a little concerned about, I'm not trying to be hypocritical or anything, but what our kind of people are going to be living in this place. You have to worry about theft, stuff like that. Are the buildings going to be maintained and kept looking nice 5-10 years down the road? Dave, do you remember? Will our water district handle that?
No.
Well, I couldn't remember because I hadn't been with it in a while. But that's some of my concerns. Is there anything out there? Is anything about widening the road? Anything for additional traffic? I mean, it honestly needs it now before there's anything added to it.
Is that a county road?
I mean, I hadn't heard of anything, though I didn't know, but that's some of my concerns about it. It's traffic, kind of people that would be living there.
Yeah. Currently, there's 3,461 cars a day going out to the outer road end, and there's 6,190 going out the other way. I just did that traffic count.
Yeah. I'll do about 25 of those a day road tests. So maybe not that many, but it seems like it. That's some of my concerns, like anybody else, you know. If they're going to take care of the place, make it look nice, keep it that way.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Next. Did you sign up to speak?
No, I didn't think I'd have to. Because I didn't have a problem other than you until you showed the site map. I would just like to ask Mr. Cope one question about the building layout.
Well, you know, since you are at the back end of the property where we said the water might flow out, why don't you come on up and see Presley and sign up real quick and you can ask your question.
You're going to go back up to the building site map for me?
So I did look at the contours on my phone because I got them pulled up. Right here is a low point, and there's a little valley right here that just circles down and comes right down through just on the south side of these cedar trees. And then, of course, here's another drainage. But that drainage just follows. You can kind of see it now that once I saw it.
Yeah, and I'm very familiar with that. And I assume it's going to go down the hill anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I sit a little bit lower, but I'm getting ready to do part of my land that way anyway to change that. My question, real quick, is, and you and I talked before, these set of buildings, my property's here. My question to you is, how far is this? Because if I remember right, the property line sits 15 feet off
the
driveway.
Sir, you need to ask the question to us, and then we'll bring them back up at the end, okay?
I'm just curious to see how far those are going to sit, because the way I understand the property line is 15 feet off my driveway. So I was just kind of curious to see where that lay, how far the buildings are away, and really what's going to... And he's already said he put his privacy fence down, which is great. I appreciate that, but...
Okay. We'll follow up with him.
Okay,
is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Anybody else? I'm ready for the closer to come up. Been anxiously waiting that, sir.
I'm Rusty Meyer. I'm at 1258 Bee Creek Road. I'm Andrea's neighbor, and I live right on Bee Creek Road. My driveway goes out onto it, and just like everybody else's concerns, traffic is obviously a major problem. When I bought the home in 08, it was still, you know, relatively quiet out there. But as time has gone on, it's 24 hours a day. I guess my main concern, obviously, is just with the clientele that might come in as well. We've got Andrew and I've had people walking through our backyards, you know, now. And I've got people walking through my front yard on Bee Creek. So I don't know what the proposed sidewalk means. But again, property value. What does the property value look like for us homeowners there? So those are my main concerns. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that everyone? Can we have the applicant come back up?
You bet.
Why don't we start with the north side, and can you answer the question of from the property line where what the setback would be of those buildings? Is there a proposal?
Yeah, I asked my engineer over at MECO to set the buildings running north and south because I felt like that gave more privacy to our neighbors to the north and our neighbors to the south, because on the end of a building you've got two sets of windows. If I run the building sideways, you've got two breezeways and 16 windows looking at you. I also asked MECO to pull the buildings back to 50 feet at the minimum, so that we had an extra buffer in between us and our neighbors on the north and the south. So that's where they're sitting. And again, that's just a preliminary drawing. We've got room to move the buildings around within the site.
Did I hear you correctly? You're going to be 60 feet off the property line?
50. But I probably got room to do 60 or a little more. I completely understand. I appreciate everybody's comments. I completely understand where they're all coming from. And I've had a couple of phone calls, three or four, from owners that live to the north and to the south of me. My first offer was, hey, I'll build a fence and you choose the materials. You know, I want this to be an addition and not a distraction from the current development in that area. I'm not made of money. I'm just a guy trying to build a nice product. But I want you to know I'm not a developer that's going to come in here and throw up, you know, a bunch of buildings and sell it the day it's done and skedaddle. You know, this is my family's livelihood. This is what I do. I really enjoy doing it. And I don't want to pat myself on the back, but if Tracy were to have two more minutes, she would get up here and tell you about the condos I build and the 2x6 framing and, you know, all of the pluses that we put into our buildings that most people don't see. They come in and go, oh, yeah, granite and, you know, stainless steel in the kitchen. It's kind of nice, you know. But I pride myself in being a good builder. I want to be here for the long haul. I want to build, and not just build, but own and manage. So we want to have a quality product. We want to maintain it throughout the duration. It only serves me.
There's been quite a bit of talk about maybe privacy fence or enhances not the security but the visibility of the project from the surround. Is there any plans in the works now, or is there anything in your preliminary plans that calls for any kind of fencing or anything, or has it been addressed?
I haven't added it in this. We just put this preliminary plan up so that we had one for this meeting. I can absolutely add it to that plan. And if wanted, I don't mind pulling my fence in 5 feet. I've got 10 acres. I've got plenty of room to build on. I don't mind pulling my fence in, and I'll landscape the outside on the north and southern so that you're not staring at, you know, 6 foot of cedar planks. Obviously, I'm going to landscape the inside, but that's just for our residents.